Although Sybil Bedford wrote always in English, in fact she was German. Born in Berlin on 16 March 1911, Sybil was the child of a hopelessly incompatible couple. Her father was an eccentric Bavarian baron, passive and remote, who much preferred the company of animals to people, while her mother, daughter of a wealthy merchant from Hamburg, was energetic, fiercely intelligent, and very beautiful, always avid for masculine attention. Maximilian von Schönebeck and Elisabeth Lisa Bernhardt met in Berlin. Schönebeck, recently widowed and in search of a new wife, proposed, and Lisa, recovering from a failed affair, unwisely accepted. They were married in April 1910, and less than a year later, their only child was born. For both parents, Sybil's arrival was regarded as a serious disappointment. For Maximilian, because he had hoped for a son, and for Lisa, because it barred the way out from a marriage she was by now desperate to escape. Sybil's memories of her early childhood were of an almost idyllic period, living with her parents in a fine country house with garden and orchard, days spent playing in a sunny nursery or outside romping with a large pack of good-natured dogs. It was not long, however, before she began to sense the tensions that existed between her parents, and over time to learn of the dramas, and in her father's case, the scandals and tragedies of his earlier life. The age difference between her parents was considerable. Maximilian 46 when he married, Lisa 20 years younger. And although Lisa knew something of her husband's history, there were certain episodes of which he never spoke. One scandal in particular only discovered by his horrified daughter in her extreme old age. The Schönebecks, Roman Catholic, and members of the minor aristocracy were originally from Westphalia, but since the early 19th century had been settled at Neuburg am Rhein, close to the border with France in what was then the Kingdom of Bavaria. A family of local bureaucrats and officials, they had been ennobled in 1825, granted the title of Freiherr or Baron. By inclination, the family had looked always towards France, and when among themselves preferred to speak French rather than German. As the century progressed, they did their best to ignore the increasing power of Prussia, which they regarded as a barbarous menace. Appalled when in 1871, after the defeat of France in the Franco-Prussian War, the unification of Germany was ratified at Versailles, and Wilhelm I of Prussia declared the German emperor. Sybil's father was the second of five boys. His father, Daniel August von Schönebeck, was a district judge in the city of Karlsruhe, only a few kilometers from the family's small estate at Neuburg. His mother, Ida Johanna Himsel, was the daughter of a famous engineer, Ulrich Himsel, who built one of the earliest railways, from Munich to Starnberg, and established the first steamship service on the Starnberg Sea. Maximilian was born on 22 July 1863. His was by all accounts a happy childhood. At Neuburg, the family inhabited a pleasant manor house set in a sheltered valley and surrounded by farmland. Max's boyhood memories were of a rural idyll, of apricots ripening on the wall, of dogs and ducks and horses, and the smell of seasons, of winter honey, walnuts and March wool, of the pig killed at Michaelmas and Easter, and the hams baked whole inside a loaf of bread. Daniel August, Max's father, was good-natured, easygoing, and allowed his sons to do very much as they pleased. He was also a notable gourmet, author of a slim brochure entitled Quelques remarques sur la théorie du braisage des mets, some remarks on the theory of braising, dedicated to the great French chef Carême. As might be expected, the family cuisine was of unusually high standard, with plentiful supplies of fruit and vegetables, mutton and beef from the home farm, freshwater fish, and during the shooting season, generous supplies of game.